Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Show on every weekday evening at 6:30 and 9:30 or 8 o'clock or 11, whatever date time you may want to choose or I can choose to do this show. And I want to talk a little about what we're going to talk about. As you may know, I have an MDiv degree from Princeton Theological Seminary in theology and in biblical studies. And I'm quite an advocate and believer in Christian thought. And tonight I'm going to talk about the sacraments. In the Protestant Church, they have the Lord's Supper, communion, and baptism. In the Catholic Church, there are more, and I'll go into it a little later. And the sacraments, for me, the sacraments, many people don't understand them. They think it's primitive. They think it's nonsense, eating, drinking wine and eating bread. And that you're taking in Christ and baptizing somebody is bringing them into the Christ kingdom, but it is not so silly as you might think. And I will explain a little later in this broadcast as to what I mean in this respect. But let me tell a little about myself. This is a politically incorrect show. Namely, we are for honest discernment, honest thought, and we're all interested in critical thinking and straight thinking. And in thinking which can bring us to truth and facts. We are not interested in political rethoric, political lies, or media falsehoods. These are wastes of, these I see as a waste of my time, a waste of your time. I'm interested in truth and facts, as much as they can be found. Second, I am Christian, and I believe in the full authority of Holy Scripture from Genesis to Revelation, and in the creeds of the Church, the Apostles, Nicene, and Athanasian Creed. And if I read books, I'll read great Christian books such as C.S. Lewis, D.K. Chesterton, John Bunyan, St. Augustine, St. Thomas Aquinas, and, of course, St. Paul, who is the preeminent religious thinker in the history of the Church. Third, I run two radio shows, a podcast show, and a blog talk radio show. These are visited by many, many, over 4,400 people have visited these podcasts, and many, many people from Islamic countries, that includes Saudi Arabia, and Iran and Iraq visit the blog talk radio show, as well as the podcast show. They reach many, many, many countries all over the world, including the Blog Talk Radio Show reaches United Kingdom, Germany, India, Bangladesh, etc., where we may imagine people are that are listening to my Blog Talk Radio Show, particularly in Africa, where it's quite popular and has many followers. Next, I'd like to talk about the fact that I'm a writer. I've written over 10 books, and I have put in Christian books and legal books. Two legal books. I've written Select Legal Topics, Volumes 1 and 2, and I've also written a number of Christian books, Essays in the Christian Worldview, Essays in Faith, Politics, and Philosophy, a book on the Parables, and most lately, a book on the Psalms, a 390-page book on the Psalms, and I do hope that you find these books of value and interest. The Psalms, for me, are the manner, as John Donne said, the great Anglican poet, said of the Psalms, they are the manner of the Church. They are the mind of God in Christ. They're wonderful. They're great Jewish little Hebrew lyric poetry, and they are very great pieces of work of religious thinking. I recommend them. I remember memorizing the 1st and 23rd Psalm and 2nd Psalm in Sunday school when I was a kid, and I do recall the value of the Psalms. I'm also writing other books. I'm writing a book on the miracles in the Bible, the biblical miracles. I'm writing a book on the pretrial motions and hearings in criminal law. That's partially completed. I'm also writing a book on the blogs, my blogs, two of my sets of blogs, political, theological, and political, theological, and religious blogs. They're going to be two more books, which I'm working on. One blog book is completed and soon will be out for the general public, and I hope that you will find it of value. I have written over 800 blogs, and they're available on my website, on social media, and on academia.edu. Many of them can be uploaded from academia.edu. And I have I'm preparing other books, as I said, a book on the a book on the Book of Job, which is a fascinating book. How it got into the Hebrew canon of the scriptures, I don't know, but certainly Job was an Edomite. He was not Jewish, and he was deeply affected in this book by Greek culture and Greek plays. I think the Book of Job is a fascinating literary work, and I highly recommend your reading it and knowing it. I've written three very major articles: Syracuse Law Review, a book on the criminal procedure brought by United States Supreme Court, many European libraries, and by the State Department, and also two articles published by Academicus, an Albanian scientific journal, has published two of my articles on the educational system and on the educational system and on sex discrimination or sexual orientation discrimination, also bought by the State Department and many, many European libraries. As much as I have to say about my work, so I'm kind of introducing you to me, and I enjoy doing this broadcast because I think that what I have to say here has some value to some extent. And tonight I'm going to talk about sack was commonly known as the sacraments. This particular chapter can be found in my book Essays in the Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, Chapter 2. And let me explain. The sacraments are a source of great confusion to non-Christians because they think it's primitive nonsense and they don't know what's going on. And they do know that in the Protestant Church there are two sacraments, the Lord's Supper and the baptism. And in the Catholic Church there are more, not only the Lord's Supper and baptism, but marriage, ordination of the priesthood, confirmation, penance, and last rites. The Lutheran Church, of which I am a member, has two sacraments, baptism and the Lord's Supper. So many people do not understand what's going on with people taking bread and a wafer and thinking that there's some kind of a miracle, or they don't know what's going on with some baby, is perhaps some water putting on them. But I'm going to try to explain what the sacraments are. Baptism is an attempt to bring the child into the church, into a relationship with Christ. It is the beginning point of the transformation of the individual into the image of Christ. It is, in a sense, an attempt to attach the infant soul to the person of Christ, who now resides in heaven. So baptism is for the infant, of the infant, is the beginning point of a relationship with Christ, which will gradually transport that infant into the riches of what a person is capable of. Now, I'd like to also comment on communion to the Lord's Supper. For many people outside the church and outside the Christian belief system, the act of eating the body and the blood of a God is completely primitive and out of sync with the modern world. And the communion meal involves the element of sacrifice, namely the death of Christ. As I said, to the outside observer who is intent on getting an upscale car or a beautiful wife, to that person who is intent on getting an upscale car or a beautiful wife, the sacrifice of Christ or the reenactment of that sacrifice in the communion meal is irrelevant and thought of as slightly ridiculous. The outside observer, or better put, the modern person may see participating in the consumption of a god, in this case Christ, as extremely primitive. So, they've hit upon the difficulty of what is going on with this water being put on the child, and as I said, this is the child being brought into a relationship with Christ. That's really what is going on. It's a miraculous event. The child is being brought into the kingdom of God in Christ and being transformed into part of that group. And the Lord's Supper is also extremely confusing because to a person who is intent on getting a new car or a beautiful wife, the sacrifice of Christ or the reenactment of that sacrifice in the communion meal is irrelevant and is thought of as slightly ridiculous. So the modern person may see participating in eating and consumption of a god as extremely primitive. And I think these people, in some sense, have a point in this respect. The idea of the consumption, either symbolically or morally, of a god's body and blood is greatly removed from the modern worldview. So many people, understandably, these non-Christians, see the Lord's Supper, eating this body and blood of the god, as outmoded, irrelevant, a leftover from the ancient world, in which people had no control over nature and sought by sacrifice, whether of animals or persons, and by consuming that sacrifice as a guaranteeing their future. For the Christian, however, just like in baptism, the Lord's Supper has a different significance. For the Christian, the death of Christ on the cross is the final and ultimate sacrifice, meant to bring and rescue a twisted humanity into a fruitful and positive relationship with the Creator and His only begotten Son, Jesus. More important, when a Christian partakes in the Lord's Supper or communion, the Christian is attaching himself and being transformed into the image of Christ. So the Lord's Supper has a different significance. Its starting point is the death of Christ on the cross. And when a Christian partakes in the Lord's Supper or communion, the Christian is attaching himself and being transformed into the image of Christ and into a relationship with Christ. So the sacraments, which I've just referred to, of baptism and the Lord's Supper, bring people to Jesus. As a result of this event, these events, the person in that relationship is transformed into a perfected humanity in the image of Christ. And we grow into his image and likeness, and we become his sons and daughters. So I hope I've explained the sacraments. At the present time, it's quite obvious to any thinking person that the human race has failed and broken. The evil and sin that infects the world dominates. Nevertheless, in baptism, the Lord's Supper, Jesus still sees humanity as having the capacity to grow from their infected and destroyed nature as a result of sin into the perfection of Christ. So this is my take on the sacraments. The sacraments are symbols, but they are events in which the infant child has a beginning point of being transformed into a relationship with Jesus. And more important than the Lord's Supper, the eating of the body and blood of Christ is an event in which the person has a beginning point of being transformed into a final and more perfect person, into the image of Christ. In both of these events, the person is brought into the image and likeness of Christ, into a relationship with Christ. That's as much as I have to say about this tonight, ladies and gentlemen. I'll talk about it again tomorrow night, but I hope you enjoy this little talk on the issue of the sacraments, the Lord's Supper, and baptism, and what they are and what they do. There's this priestly ordination, confirmation, penance, and the last rites, which are sacraments in the Roman Catholic Church. I hope you found this of interest, and I've enjoyed speaking about it. I'll speak again tomorrow night. Good night.